Most of the fish we eat in the U.S. comes from other countries. Fishermen in Louisiana have long sought to displace some of those imports, but the industry has faced challenges like hurricanes and the 2010 BP oil spill. Now, a new source of fish in the Gulf offers promise, but also raises questions. For the first time, the Gulf of Mexico is open for fish farming. Companies can apply for permits through the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Environmental Protection Agency. Then they can install floating fish cages, like those already in place in state waters off the coasts of Maine, Washington, and Hawaii. Harlan Pierce owns Harlan's Louisiana Fish, which sells local fish to restaurants and grocery stores across the South. On a recent afternoon, his refrigerated warehouse in Kenner was full of them.
You got 30,000 pounds of fish right here. Or more. Yellowfin tuna, offshore. And if you look on the table back here now, I've got black drum, you're gonna have sheephead.
It doesn't always look this way. Pierce, who's on the board of the Gulf Seafood Institute, says he freezes a lot of his fish in order to meet continuous demand, but ultimately always runs out. He wants to sell nationwide and contract with big chains like Red Lobster and Albertsons, but
we never have enough fish to supply the markets. Never.
That's true for a couple of reasons. The seafood industry in the Gulf still hasn't bounced back from the 2010 BP oil spill, but it's always fluctuated due to hurricanes and pollution. Sal Sunseri is chairman of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board and owns P&J Oysters in the French Quarter. He says coastal land loss and planned diversions are also decreasing the habitat for local fish and oyster beds.
The natural abundance of what we've had since the beginning has been just pronounced each and every day. And we're blessed to have that natural growth, but for the future, we're gonna have to look at some other ideas. And aqua farming, offshore, in federal waters, that's a solution.
The rest of the world is already doing it. According to NOAA, 90% of fish Americans eat is imported. About half of that is grown and harvested in ponds or floating cages, not caught wild. NOAA will issue permits to companies that want to set up shop in federal waters. That means 3 miles offshore in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, and 9 miles off Texas and Florida. Companies can use giant floating pens and can only raise fish that are native to the area, like red drum and cobia. They'll be able to lease these areas for 10 years. Some people think that's not such a great idea. Marianne Caffone is an adjunct professor at the Environmental Law Clinic at Loyola University. She says fish farming is bad for the environment.
Especially escapes of fish. There have been millions of fish that have escaped from these pens all over the world and causing problems, not just genetic problems of mixing with wild fish, but things like spreading diseases between captive fish and wild fish.
Fish food and waste could also fall out of the pens and impact the ecosystem on the ocean floor. NOAA says it took all of this into account by considering thousands of public comments and enforcing environmental safeguards, like constantly monitoring the cages. Caffone says it's not enough. This won't be good for fishermen. It simply takes the same problem of competition from foreign farmed fish and brings it to the fishermen's front door.
These systems will take up real space in the ocean and displace fishermen. And in fact, there are going to be buffer zones around these facilities where fishermen can't go.
Fisheries expert with LSU, Rusty Godet, says the farms will create jobs for Gulf fishermen who might work offshore feeding the fish or bringing them back and forth to shore.
Their fathers didn't do it. Their grandfathers didn't do it. But they will definitely have an opportunity to participate in this as full-blown watermen. In some cases, it'll be almost analogous to what's going on in the oil industry. There was a lot of people who didn't understand the oil industry either.
But most local fishermen wouldn't be able to afford starting one of these farms, and there are only 20 leases available. The first permits for fish cages off Louisiana's coast are about 2 years away. But Godet expects, eventually, the Gulf will be dotted with them. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Winsland.